Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is a beautiful Wednesday here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am your host, Stony Stone. I hope that your day is going well, and I hope that you have had much love and delightfulness in your world at this time. And my topic today is exercise and health. I'm sure that with the new year coming in, there are a ton or billions or millions of people, I must say, that has made the new year's resolution to exercise and eat right. Now, how long does that last? I don't know. I can't say. It depends on you as an individual and how, what am I saying here? And how devoted you are to the cause. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because a lot of people feel that you can eat healthy and not exercise, or you can exercise and not eat healthy. But me as an individual, what I've learned, I'm sorry, as I'm talking to you, I'm also researching something. I'm sorry. Speaking from experience, what I have learned is that you have to combine a little bit of both. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the benefits of exercising, it improves your sleep. So when you eat healthy, it balances out your sugar, which also helps you sleep well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the great benefactors of eating healthy and exercising: improvement of sleep, increase in sex drive. I'm sure everybody would like that one. Better endurance, stress relief. It improves your mood, and it increases your energy. Also, this also helps with your mental health. Overall, eat healthy and you exercise. Now, the reason why I wanted to do this topic is because you need both of these in order to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. Your health equals your wealth. So if you are giving yourself a little bit of exercise a day, I don't care if it's only 30 minutes, then you are improving your health. So when you're healthy, you can focus more and be more on the grind to build your wealth. Now, it took me a minute to understand that because I'm a full-figured woman. This is by genetics. I've gone to countless of doctors. I've done countless of exercise routines and diets. I've had gastric surgery. All of those things, but until you get the mindset that food does not control you, you control it, then you will forever be on this roller coaster of, oh, Monday, I'll start all over again. I can have that cheeseburger, or I can have that ice cream. And then before you know it, you're in that silly cycle of, I'm going to start again on Monday, I'm going to do this again on Sunday, and then the next thing you know, you're 375 pounds, and only to begin the cycle all over again. So I speak about lifestyle changes, and lifestyle changes are little things that you work on as you build your pyramid to wealth. You change things about you that are hindering you from getting to the top of your pyramid. So what I'm saying to you is a lifestyle change is not a diet. A diet is a failure, and your lifestyle change is a success. Because when you chop away all of the negative emotions, when you chop away all of the negative thinking, behaviors, overeating, throwing up, starting over again tomorrow, and jump out of the cycle and say, you know what? I'm allowed 5 small meals a day. I'm allowed these food groups according to my body type, and this right here is beneficial to me. And the perks of that, once you – now, I exercise. Like today I went to the gym, okay? I have a gym membership. I pay $29 a month, which gives me access to everything I want in LA Fitness, okay? So I don't go because I know or I think that I'm going to look like Angela Bassett when I leave the gym. I know that's never the case. However, I will be sexy and confident in my own right because I am changing my lifestyle to fit me. Okay? So, started to do that. I started to feel better, and I started to think about what I was putting in my mouth. Okay? Why? So, first of all, I had to get to the root of why was I eating so much? Why did I want this food, this comfort food? And why did I go back for seconds? And why did I lay down and eat as opposed to sitting at the table? And why did I want to watch TV while I ate? So all of these things I started to think about as I began to chop away the negative emotions because I am a full-figured woman based off my emotions. These are my emotions in pounds walking around the town, okay? So once we chop away at the emotions, and I'm not saying anything bad about emotions. I am an emotional individual. I show my emotions on my sleeve. I've gotten a lot of flack about that, but I can't help that I walk around with a heart that's sticking in my body. So I pick up on other people's energy, and sometimes I allow that to affect me. Sometimes it affects me so grand that I end up in the McDonald's drive-thru, which is a poor choice. And then after going through the drive-thru, you go into a depression and then you go to sleep. And let's talk about that. Not exercising causes you to have that depression. Not eating healthy, more green foods and more protein causes you to have low energy. It causes you to want to be more hungry. So the foods that we eat causes us to feel more hungry. If you make a better selection of choices of food, you will feel less hungry. So I decided to learn more about what foods were better for me because I am a apple-type shape person. So according to my shape, there are selective foods that I should eat. So as I was reading and studying this, I should not eat a lot of carbs because guess what happens to a big girl like me eating a bunch of burgers and fries and chips? Well, it all goes to my thighs and my abdomen. So what happens when you do that? You end up with a booty do. Your stomach stick out more than your booty do. So you got to make a lifestyle change so you don't walk around looking like that. Now, I'm not big on trying to look a certain way, because whether I am 450 pounds or whatever, I am still an extraordinary and amazing, sexy woman, okay? But you want to feel good because it's hot. It's going to get hot. Just like we had this Antarctica weather, we're going to have a blazing summer as a counter-reaction of what we had for the winter. I'm just saying, that's a whole other show about the weather. But anyway, you want to feel good about yourself, so you want to make those lifestyle changes and eat a well-balanced diet so that you can have clearer thinking, better breathing. I've noticed that when I exercise, like today, I did an hour and 10 minutes, which came up to about 4.5 miles. I did an hour on the bike, and then I did I did an hour on the treadmill, and then I did the rest on the bike. So as I was able to start moving, I can feel my lungs beginning to open. And that made me just be able to think clearly, because when you are able to breathe and exhale and inhale properly, the oxygen flows to you through to your brain, and then you're able to think clearly, and you're able to then communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. People that ramble excitedly, they don't allow the oxygen to get to their brain, and it's probably because either their sugar is low, and their sugar is low because they've either skipped a meal, they haven't either had a well-balanced meal, so then by the time they get excited about something, they're unable to think clearly to convey their messages. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm not a doctor or a counselor. These are things that I just know from firsthand. This is what my show is about. My show is about my daily life, things that I have encountered that I can specifically address the issue and talk about them in a passionate way because I have lived those things, or a family member or friend has gone through these things. So I am not a medical doctor, or do I have any degrees to support what I'm saying here. So when you do not exercise, this exposes you to the risk of chronic diseases associated with sedentary behavior. And if anybody doesn't know what sedentary means, S-E-D-E-N-T-A-R-Y means to sit, couch potato, have a job that causes you to be able to have to constantly sit all the time. So this right here eventually causes you to have diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and an essential component of a lot. So what you would need to do to prevent this is to have a modification in your exercise. And the importance of exercise is not adequately understood or appreciated by most patients or mental health people, because by the time, if you're mental health, you're probably on medication, okay, or need medication. So exercise is not something that you are thinking about. You're thinking about getting your medication in and just staying stable. So when you get on the mental health medication, that causes you to overeat, that also causes your sugar to go out of whack because the medication already induces your pancreas and all of that stuff to go out of whack, and then you start to eat those high sugary foods. So if your mental health, I suggest that, I'm not a doctor, I'm suggesting that you can change that through meditation, which is deep breathing and yoga exercises, which will relieve a lot of stress, which will cause you to be able to think clearly and have more pleasant thoughts so that you'll be able to see clearly the path in which you want to go. A lot of people are depressed because they're not moving their body and not exercising their mind. They're only thinking about the negativity of things, and it's causing them to have a whirlwind of negative conversations within. And then it triggers that negative emotion, and then it goes on and on into something else. I know. Maybe I should take a deep breath at this moment, you guys. There we go. Well, so exercise is important because it helps you so much to feel relaxed. I feel really good today because I know I will never be a size 10. I know that I'll never look like be the size of Angela Bassett, which is probably a size 6. But I know that I would be the most toned and fit, voluptuous woman in Atlanta. So that is my goal. That is my goal, to feel great. And it's not about what I look like, it's what I feel like. Because if you feel good, you're going to look good because you absolutely feel good. So that makes you, when you are feeling good, an extraordinary individual. How about that, guys? But, and as far as being healthy, how important that is. When you are healthy, you are able to be stronger. So what happens when a person is stronger from having a well-balanced life? And I believe that your wealth starts with your diet. And I'm learning this because I've had so many blockages, and I've had to turn around and start over again and again because of the emotions of overeating, because that sent me into a depression, because the voices in my head says, oh, you're not good enough. You ate that burger. You know you don't feel right. There comes a point when you just got to say, hey, I'm going to take this, I'm going to make a lifestyle change, and I'm going to take one moment at a time, and let's start by at least doing 20 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. That's not a lot. And three of my meals, I'm not going to have any carbs, and if I get super, super hungry, I will substitute my carb with maybe something like a healthy yam or a grapefruit. Something that is sensible. And one thing that I had to remember in my lifestyle change to a better health on my journey to my wealth, that there will always be another meal. Stony, you do not have to eat all your food at one time. And once you tell yourself that, you know that you get four more meals after that one you ate, and you can nibble throughout the day and have a well-balanced, self-sufficient meal, not a diet, because diets are failures. Lifestyle changes are obtainable. So everyone's mission should be for 2018 is to have a lifestyle change so that they can tackle mental health. Because your mental health is important, and that's a whole nother show. If you do not have a sustainable mind, because your mind is the ruler over your body, once that is gone, the rest will check out, trust. So once you tackle the mental health, the deep breathing, the calmness, and that all stems from a well-balanced diet, being balanced in your organization throughout your day. And when I say organization, having things organized where you can, where you're in control over the things that are going on in your life, that relieves stress because you're not creating such a big mountain of things. You're actually reaching your goals and you're seeing the results. And therefore, you're able to take your journey into where you need to go. And you don't feel so overwhelmed. So, I challenge you in 2018 and beyond, because I too am going through this. Not just today, but for every day, not for just myself. Because the lifestyle changes that I make for myself, they are for my children and my grandchildren. I am 45 years old. I do not look 45 years old because I took the initiative 10 years ago to lose 200 pounds. It has still been a struggle for me to maintain my weight, to maintain and stay toned, and to do all of those things. But I know the basis and I know the rules. I know what my body needs. Once you begin to know yourself, you know the exercises that is conducive to your body that will be able to help you grow as an individual, that will allow you to look a certain way so that you can either recreate, because you can reinvent your body, because I was very round, and now I have some curves because I was able to work with a personal trainer and work on the areas that needed to be worked on to create a shape for myself. So you can reinvent yourself by the way you think and the way you envision things, because your mind is the creator and you are the magician. So to build your pyramid, you need to have exercise and health so that you can build towards your wealth. If you do not have a balanced exercise and a balanced diet, your mind is going to be scattered and all over the place. There will be disorganization and chaos. And where there is chaos, there cannot be a fundamental growth to your desired goal. So you must get the emotion under control. You must come up with the correct diet according to your body type, because there are some people who can eat carbs and go for a nice 3-mile run, do some squats, because of their metabolism and based on their genetic background. Well, I can't. I'm from the Chickamauga tribe. I can't eat all that stuff. So, me knowing who I am and what my genetics are, there are certain type of foods that is conducive to my body and my digest on the time and the month that I was born that I should eat that will help me stay in tune with and align within my body and my mind. And within that, that will help me be able to stay focused and to achieve my goals as an individual to get to the top of my pyramid and achieve my wealth. So just remember, you cannot, I'm not saying that you cannot, but it will be kind of hard and you will face many challenges if you have a world of chaos versus a world of balance. You will not be able to create for yourself that extraordinary lifestyle that you are so destined to obtain due to your mental chaos. So walk today, if it's only 20, 30 minutes, I guarantee you your spouse will love it because you will be so relaxed. You'll want to give them a massage. And what happens when you give your spouse or your significant other a massage? It goes down in the bedroom. So walking and eating healthy causes you to have a better sex life. And when you are not stressed, you have a better conversation, a better flow to your vibe. So when you have a better vibe, your significant other picks up on that vibe, and y'all start meshing well together. Those are some of the perks that will help you walk into a better lifestyle if you just eat healthy. Eat healthy and walk, meditate, deep breathing. All of those things will help you with your psychological influence. And it will also help you thrive as a successful entrepreneur or that goal or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And it will release some of that anxiety. So these are just some of my tips as an individual. And my blogging is about helping others achieve that empowerment that they're so desiring to achieve. We all have that one thing that in life before we check out that we want to do. Well, guess what? Before I check out, blogging was something on my list to do. So I'm doing it all because I decided to get some things under control just a little while ago so that I can come here today to live my dream and feel empowered, and then release that energy so someone else can feel empowered, and hopefully we can share the platform of love and greatness and wealth together. That's what exercise will do for you. It frees you from a lot of negative thinking. It frees you from just feeling pinned up. It puts a smile on your face. It releases all of these beautiful endorphins from the brain. And you just feel so wonderful. So I challenge you today, after you listen to this program, to go for a walk. Even though it's cold outside, if you don't have a gym membership, you can stand 20 minutes outside. You need the vitamin D anyway. It's beautiful to have that vitamin D, which is the sun, on your skin. I know, so for some of my Caucasian friends who are listening, put your sunscreen on, go out and put your shades on, and just enjoy the beautiful weather. I guarantee you, you're going to sleep like a baby tonight, and then you're going to feel like making sweet love. Ain't nothing wrong with that, is it? But this has been my show today. I thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following me. And if you have any questions for me, you can email me at cstoney72@gmail.com. And I want to thank you all for joining me today. And I will talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock the same time. Remember, consistency is growth, and growth is prosperity. And you know, prosperity is nothing but wealth. So I'm on my way to building my wealth by doing two simple things, mastering the emotion, being consistent, and, you know, challenging and exercising the mind. So here we are at the end of the show. Have a beautiful evening, or whenever you listen to this, may your life be filled with much sunshine, and tell someone that you love them today. Because sometimes our significant others forget. So write them a note. Share some act of kindness. Send them a nice text today. Or just give them a nice, genuine smile. Okay? Until tomorrow, guys, I'll be waiting for you. And hopefully I'll have this thing set up where you guys can call in. All right? Until then, be blessed.